It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Embattled Secretary of Health and Human Services Tom Price issued a qualified apology on Thursday for his penchant for taking private chartered flights. MSNBC's Chris Hayes explains.
In a statement which reads in part, quote, "I regret the concerns this has raised regarding the use of taxpayer dollars. I will take no more private charter flights as Secretary of HHS, no exceptions. I will write a personal check to the U.S. Treasury for the expenses of my travel on private charter planes. The taxpayers won't pay a dime for my seat on those planes." My seat. Turns out that, yes, Price plans to just pay for his lone seat of his chartered flights, not the entire bill. HHS says he will write a check for $51,887 out of the reported $400,000 charter flight bill. That's just one-eighth the cost of 26 charter flights he kept taking even after Politico started reporting on his private jet expenses. And tonight, things just got even worse for Secretary Price. Politico reporting that the White House approved the use of military aircraft for multinational trips by Price to Africa and Europe this spring and to Asia in the summer at a cost of more than $500,000 to taxpayers. The overseas trips bring the total cost to taxpayers of Price's travels to more than $1 million since May, according to Politico Review.
Price appeared with Bret Baier on Fox News, who pushed him on the fact that he's planning to reimburse taxpayers only for his seat, not the entire cost of the chartered planes.
You say in the statement the taxpayers won't pay a dime for my seat on those planes, but you're writing a check for, we understand from your officials, $51,887. The total cost is estimated at more than $400,000 for the 26 flights since May. Is that okay?
Well, as I said, there's an ongoing review being done by the Inspector General, and I think it's important that we wait for that review. All of the trips, as I mentioned, had been approved by the legal department, been approved by the administration department within HHS, deemed to be appropriate official travel, and so we need to let the Inspector General go ahead and act.
So a non-answer. Meanwhile, now it's Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke coming under scrutiny as the Washington Post reports that he flew on a private plane owned by oil company executives at a cost of over $12,000 to taxpayers from Las Vegas to near his home in Montana this summer, that on top of private flights between the U.S. Virgin Islands in March. Zinke joined several Trump cabinet secretaries, including EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, in addition to Tom Price, whose travels have been questioned by agency inspectors general, members of Congress, and the public. CBS News reporting that the U.S. is pulling around 60% of its staff out of Cuba and is warning Americans not to visit due to sonic attacks that have harmed U.S. diplomats. A State Department travel warning will note that attacks on diplomats have occurred in hotels. Officials say the U.S. is halting visa processing in Cuba and that these steps will remain until Cuba can assure the U.S. its diplomats are safe. The situation in Puerto Rico is getting more dire by the day. Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Elaine Duke on Thursday claimed that the disaster relief was going well and called it a, quote, good news story.
I am very satisfied. I know it's a hard storm to recover from, but the amount of progress that's been made, and I really would appreciate any support that we get. I know it is really a good news story in terms of our ability to reach people and the limited number of deaths that have taken place in such a devastating hurricane.
On CNN Friday morning, San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz reacted.
Well, maybe from where she's standing, it's a good news story. When you're drinking from a creek, it's not a good news story. When you don't have food for a baby, it's not a good news story. When you have to pull people down from their buildings, because, I'm sorry, but that really upsets me and frustrates me. You know, I would ask her to come down here and visit the towns and then make a statement like that, which frankly, it is an irresponsible statement, and it contrasts with the statements of support that I have been getting since yesterday when I got that call from the White House. This is not a good news story. This is a people are dying story. This is a life or death story. There's a truckload of stuff that cannot be taken to people's story. This is a story of a devastation that continues to worsen because people are not getting food and water. If I could scream it a lot more louder, It is not a good news story when people are dying, when they don't have dialysis, when their generators aren't working and their oxygen isn't providing for them. Where is there good news here? I mean, the good news is that we're getting hurt. The good news is that there's boots on the ground. The good news is that the people from FEMA have their heart in the right place and the HHS people know what to do. For heaven's sake, somebody let them do their job. Let them get the food and the water in the hands of people. And then let's talk about good news. I'm really sorry. But, you know, when you have people out there dying, literally, scraping for food, where is the good news?
You can help the people of Puerto Rico by donating at mariafund.org. I got good news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler for NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.